USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Expanded unemployment benefits expired today for millions of Americans as two federal programs ended. Those programs were focused on helping those who have been unemployed for more than 6 months and those who are self-employed or gig workers. The federal weekly $300 supplemental benefit also ran out on Monday. And President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for parts of New York and New Jersey that allows federal aid to be distributed to communities hit by severe flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The storm killed at least 27 people in New Jersey and another 13 in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that early estimates showed the storm had done $50 million worth of damage in her state, and she expects that number to go up. President Biden will visit affected areas in both states on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The volume of illegal drugs being smuggled over the U.S.'s southern border has increased, along with the number of migrants also crossing over. The Border Patrol says fentanyl seizures have risen 800% over the last year in Texas alone. Lieutenant Christopher Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety tells Fox News about the efforts that Texas has been undertaking to try and slow the flow of drugs and people over the border.
So we've always had these issues on the southern border, but not to the extent that we're seeing now with these historic numbers. And that's why Governor Abbott launched Operation Lone Star, because of the current administration's failures to secure the border. So right now, our focus is to crack down on criminal activity, illegal immigration, try to put a stop to these high-speed, dangerous pursuits, because these human smugglers are very bold. And right now, we're seeing them do things that they've never done before as far as the extent that they're driving, the reckless driving. They put these immigrants in danger by the way they drive. Not only that, but the motoring public as well. And we've continued to see that to increase because of this current surge that's taking place right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In the debate over whether or not to mask up, one state's governor says it's a question of selflessness. Lance Pry has more.
With millions of Americans choosing not to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the Biden administration is saying the vaccines may not be enough and a booster shot may be required without proving any scientific evidence. Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear tells NBC News, your freedom should not matter when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, it has been difficult, and it shouldn't be, because it's just basic science. And remember, a pandemic isn't an issue. It's a virus that's trying to kill as many of us as possible. And so I think it comes down to, are you willing to be selfless and wear that mask, loving your neighbor and protecting them? Or is it more a question of selfish? I have the right to do whatever I want, even if it causes harm to others.
According to the United Nations World Population Prospects Report, approximately 7,500 people die every day in the United States. On Sunday, 527 COVID deaths were reported. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And actor Michael K. Williams has died. Best known for his role as Omar on the critically acclaimed HBO series The Wire, Williams was a character actor for more than two decades, with roles on Boardwalk Empire and Lovecraft Country, and in movies such as 12 Years a Slave and Assassin's Creed. Police say Williams was found dead of a suspected drug overdose Monday in his New York City apartment. He was 54. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.